This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk involves, am I the jerk for bringing up where I'm standing in the wedding party?
I mean, why though? You're standing.
No, 60, I gotta hear it. Because here comes the drama.
It's gotta make sense.
All right, Kylie said, help me out here.
Okay.
My cousin's getting married next summer, and we've been close since we were little girls. Now, as adults, I see her all the time. We get together at least once a week. It's usually just one of us dropping by to say hi.
Sister cousins.
Yeah, they're really close. So when she asked me to be in her wedding, I, of course, was like, yes. I wasn't even surprised she asked me.
Right.
Well, fast forward now. She got all the girls in the wedding party together last week to talk about the planning. And during the get together, one of the other bridesmaids asked, well, where are we all standing? Like, just curious. When I found out I was last, I couldn't believe it.
Last?
She has bridesmaids standing up. She's only known for a year or two. I think she's making a mistake and will regret it later in life. And I told her that. Am I the jerk for bringing up where I'm standing in the wedding party?
I mean, best for last, right? You bringing up the rear, girl.
No, it's, no, you're
your
least
sister
important.
Cousin.
Nobody wants to be last in the wedding party.
Does it really
you're the
mean
least
that much?
Friend.
Does it really mean being last means you're the least important in the group?
To women, yes.
Ooh.
I don't want to say yes, but yes, it does.
She's already.
Because I've had these discussions.
But she's not the bridesmaid, so
no.
I guess.
Well, she's not the bride, you mean?
No, or she's not the maid of honor, is what I meant. She's not the maid of honor, so it's like after that, you're a bridesmaid, girl. Fall in line.
I get why being the last one in a wedding party is like, dang. But see, she's comparing her friendships with these other girls. She's going, wait, I know she's friends with her, but I've known her my whole life. We're
she's
closer.
Blood. We're kin.
Like sisters. It's almost like she's saying she feels like she's a sister to her and she put her at the end behind all her friends.
I'm following.
So I'm like, so either you can take it personally or you can focus on the fact that you actually got asked to be in the wedding, and all the people in the crowd did not.
100%.
Nobody thinks like that.
Nobody thinks like that. They
we
just think about their situation.
The negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you brought it up, and is it going to change anything? Right? Right?
No, probably not.
Is it going to make the relationship worse, though?
Yeah. But if you can't be honest with your friends.
And family.
If you can't even look at your friends and go, this is like, really? Really?
You gonna put me here?
I mean, seriously. Like, okay, so DZ, we've been doing the show for 3 years.
Sure.
Let's say, we just hired somebody on the sports station. You put him ahead of me in your wedding, it's on. That's the way she feels. That's the way she feels.
You're gonna have somebody at our sports station stand in your wedding ahead of me?
No.
You're tripping.
If I did, though,
you're tripping.
How would you feel?
You're tripping.
See?
You're bugging.
Now I flipped it on you.
You don't even see them every day like that.
See? See?
How am I not your best bride, maid of honor, groomman?
I knew I'd get you on my
dude.
Side. See?
See how? No. Because then, then I do
Kylie's
got a problem.
Not the jerk.
Wait, though.
But she is the jerk because it's none of her damn business. You don't get to decide where people stand in somebody else's wedding.
See, but if I'm not your maid of honor best man, That's a problem. Because we rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not sitting there every day. Maybe there's a friend in that group who she sees twice a week.
Maybe.
Three times a week. Somebody that's been there and held her down in so many more capacities that you do not know.
Well, she wants to know if she's a jerk for bringing it up, where she's standing in the wedding party. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything's going to change.
Nope.
Let's see. Dawn in Muskego said, yes, jerk. Someone has to be last. You were still picked to stand up. Yeah, Dawn, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, you could be in the crowd. You got asked to be one of the bridesmaids.
Now, say she appeases and moves somebody else. Now you've caused an additional rift in somebody's beautiful wedding day.
Olivia from Sheboygan said, I thought the ones who walked in last before the bride were the most important. No. You're reversing, though. Remember? Think a lot of times the maid of honor, doesn't she come last before the bride? Because they line up backwards. Are you following me? So let's say you have six bridesmaids. The one who's on the end walks down first,
right,
goes to the end, then the fifth, then the fourth, then the third, right? And so, yeah, the
I've
maid
also
of honor
seen
goes
both
before the bride.
I've seen both where the maid of honor
goes
and the
first.
And yes, and the best man walk
well,
first.
Doing it wrong.
Right? Like I agree, I hear what you're saying, but I've seen both, so I can't say that's gotta be
see,
it.
This is why marriage is stupid. Like
for all you know, you are the most important person walking in, though, because you're right before the bride. Think about it, though.
So much stress.
So much stress.
Over a standing in a wedding.
Can you back out? Like, can you back out of this wedding, dog? Because, like, now you're stressing me out, and I'm not even invited.
Paulina texted in Milwaukee. She said, I have too many close family members. I did oldest to youngest in my wedding for standing because of all those family members. Hurt avoided.
And there's that, right? You don't know what reason she picked, the order she picked.
If you got to put your bridesmaids or groomsmen in alphabetical order, you need to step up and talk to your friends. Like, give me a break.
I hear you.
Paulina did it to kids and her cousins.
Sure.
We're talking friends.
We're talking friends. We're talking adults. We're talking family. Tell them the truth. But at the same time, if you do need to do something, it's your decision to do what you need to do with. Mm-hmm. It's nobody else's place to say, why am I standing on spot five? Why am I spot six? Like, bro, because that's where you stood, bro. That's where the draw fell. Maybe, let me spin it.
Okay.
Maybe it's just the fact that you match up better with your person's groomsmen, right? So now the groomsmen and the bridesmaid are coincidental that you have to be last because you guys just look the best together. You know people throw too much logistics behind this.
Oh my gosh, I have to read this text. The hubby and I were both in the same wedding. We weren't walking together. So we asked, because he was third and I was last, talked to the bride and wanted to change it.
Exactly.
So we walked together.
Ding, 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 ding,
she
ding, ding.
She changed it. Not the jerk if you ask nicely. Jerk if she doesn't accept the answer. I can't believe you asked to walk. I actually think that's a jerk move. Asking to change the whole lineup in somebody's wedding because you want a picture with your significant other. You're going to get those anyway.
Yeah.
You're going to get those anyway when you take pictures.
But like, kind of what I was getting at.
I hate people that do that.
Kind of what I was getting at.
I want to walk with my husband.
A couple, that's different. To me, maybe the bride-to-be decided,
it's
hey.
It's still saying where you want to stand. It's not your choice.
It doesn't look good. No, if it's the bride's choice, says, no, this friend looks better with that friend. You're going to walk last. You can't do nothing about that, cuzzo.
Nothing.
Be quiet. Enjoy the place that you're given, girl.
Yes, exactly. Mm. All right. We could go off forever. Somebody said wedding schmedding.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Do you think she's a jerk for bringing up where she's standing in the wedding party? She's upset her cousin's getting married and she's last. And she's like, we're closer than half these girls she's got standing up.
She's like a sister cousin. No, you're not.
Okay. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well. Kylie wants to know if she's a jerk for bringing up where she's standing in the wedding party because her cousin's getting married next summer. And she said, we've been close since we were little. I stopped by once a week. And she put people ahead of me in the wedding party. I'm the last one.
Truth is, she's already heard she's not the maid of honor. So.
Come on. All right. Well, we're going to start with Lisa in West Dallas, one of our regulars.
Oh, Lord, Lisa.
Who called 5 days in a row.
Got her own theme
little
song.
Little does she know, I was in West Dallas last night. Uh-huh.
Oh, you were spying on her?
Sure was. I was looking for her. Nobody had seen her, though. I asked everybody, where's Lisa?
She was incognito. She was right behind you.
Lisa Smith? I said, no, different Lisa.
Other Lisa.
Lisa Thompson? Different Lisa.
Not that Lisa.
Lisa.
This
all right,
Lisa.
Lisa in West Dallas. What which are you going, jerk or not the jerk, for bringing up where she's standing in the wedding?
Oh, I got a couple little things I need to say about Kylie. First of all, Kylie, the wedding's not about you. Secondly, When somebody plans a wedding, sometimes the order of the bridesmaids has a lot to do with the order of the groomsmen.
That's what I was getting at, girl.
Who's lined up with who? So she's a jerk.
Dang.
Love it.
Okay.
I respect it.
I just don't think it's her decision, so I'm kind of with you on this one. But she's saying, yeah, it has nothing to do with you sometimes. Don't take it personally.
She's thinking the complete opposite way that the logic could have driven them to put her in that place. Really?
All right, Lisa, we love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you more.
Bye. Okay, we got to go to Janine in Milwaukee. She's about to get married.
Ooh,
if
Janine.
This isn't perfect, I mean.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning. Hi. I was really thinking I would think she was the jerk, but like you said, she is her sister cousin. She is, leading with love. And that point there that she made, that she only knows some of these friends for a year or two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Part of me is like, there are so many decisions when you're getting married, and this is her cousin kind of having that one-on-one mm-hmm. with her mm-hmm. of like, let's think about this decision a little bit. If she can't accept whatever her cousin says back, then she's a jerk. But for just bringing it up,
not the jerk.
Family to family, not the jerk.
Well, you're right. They have known each other since they were little. Like, why are you uncomfortable just asking?
And sometimes, how many times has it happened in people's relationships, marriages that we know? They pick those friends that are hot and heavy for that year or two while it's leading up to the wedding, mm-hmm. and then fall out immediately after.
Totally.
Oh, Janine. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you're going through this, basically, is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
I decided no bridal party, and that solves that.
Say less, girl.
You know what?
Be strong.
I will fight for this cause if you want to, because we spend so much money at being in the bridal party. Like, if you want to start a cause, I will march with you.
So bring a petition.
I'm like, heaven loves me now.
Down with the bridal parties. Enough.
Down with the bridal parties. After the couple weddings we're going to be
expensive.
In. After these next weddings
Until
we already agreed to.
Get married again. Then we'll bring them back, okay? All right. Thanks.
Hi, Janine.
Have a good day.
You too.
Wait,
much
Janine,
love.
When are you getting married?
Yeah. Yeah.
In April.
Oh,
so, coming up.
Home stretch. Yep, there you go.
Literal home stretch.
All right. Congratulations. All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We'll wait for the invitation.
We are split down the middle. I haven't even gone to the text line yet. Let me look at the text. Antonia, who listens on the Odyssey app in Vegas, she said, screw it. Everyone should elope to Vegas like we did before we moved here. Save money, no fights, just love.
Are people really still eloping like that? I thought that had stopped, right? Because otherwise, yeah, do you, but then no bridal party.
Somebody wrote in all caps on our text line, I'm so triggered, I got married in September, OMG.
So you went through this, is what
oh,
you're
no.
saying.
All right, well, last but not least, I cannot believe he's the tiebreaker.
Who? Is this
Ryan
for real?
In Calabama.
Who answered this phone?
I don't know. The guy we're interviewing. We got some producer candidates in here this week. Damn it, Will. You're not supposed to let Ryan through, dude.
Will, yeah, there's certain people we don't.
Not gonna
there's
work.
Certain people whose phone we don't
he
answer.
Threw me off. he threw me off my game.
You didn't know what to do when somebody actually answered the phone.
You threw
did
him
you?
Off.
I was like, wait, is this Ed the IT guy answering phones now?
What? No, but we'll put him in if you'd like. We don't. We'll make Ed answer the phones.
Let's
no,
do it.
No, we're having people in. They're behind the scenes. But yeah, we're. So I'm glad it freaked you out, Ryan. Okay, now you are the tiebreaker today on Am I the Jerk? Is she the jerk for bringing up where she's standing in the wedding?
See, now the last caller had me going for it's. She's not the jerk.
Yep,
but
I agree.
I'm going full jerk.
Full
to
jerk.
Me, she's got spoiled brat syndrome. Like, who cares where you're at in the wedding party in general?
Everyone, fair. That's like, who. I agree, but everyone.
Fair but fair.
But everyone, that's who.
I know, but that's petty. Like,
it is.
She has
we know. Yeah, that's why she wants to know if she's
happy.
The jerk. It's a moral dilemma. Is she the jerk for bringing up this
she's
stupid
100%
thing?
Jerk. You have to, you're bringing up the stupid, small things. Like, she could have, you could get be a, that cousin that, you know, like she is. Getting along once a week, and then she could not have invited you at all
Dang
to be
it.
In the wedding party.
I got to read Santino. Santino from Sheboygan texted in, black folks do it by height. So, yeah, she's the jerk. Come on, white people do it by height, too. Come on. Everybody looks at height sometimes, Ooh. Santino.
Latinos do it
Santino
by size.
Got a good point.
I'm 6 feet tall, so I'm always aware of height, let me tell you.
Y'all look
Latinos,
funny.
Latinos what?
We do it by size.
You're so funny. All right, so wait.
The height and the size throw me off.
Ryan, you're saying jerk?
Jerk. Yeah.
Fine.
So, Ryan, as much as I'd love to agree with you, bro, Janine got me. I'm sticking on the not jerk side because it's not jerk for bringing it up. You're trying to be helpful. You're trying to say something. You're trying to save. Mm-hmm. If you stay mad about it, jerk.
Yeah.
But bringing it up,
yeah.
I guess you okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right, jerk it is. Thanks, Ryan.
Jerk it is. No
Thanks,
problem.
Man.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Love. Wow.
Wow. All right. I actually do. It's jerk.
You think
Mind
so?
Mind your own business. Yeah, it's not your wedding. It's awkward, and I get why you're hurt, but come on.
Jerk if you stay mad, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna from Sherman Park said, yes, Ryan. Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. This makes me not regret having a courthouse wedding about a month ago. Yeah, it's a lot of drama.
A lot of people would agree. A
lot of drama.
For real.
You know what the biggest fight was over at my wedding? Was my sister was mad that we were doing the first look alone.
What?
She was like, We want to be there when he sees you. Like, you know how a lot of people want to see what the groom does when he sees the bride?
You want to watch him cry,
Everybody
react,
wants
whatever.
To see the reaction.
You'll and get so it in the pictures.
Now people do the first look where they see each other before they actually get married, so the nerves are gone for a lot of the couples,
yeah.
And I get that,
yeah.
You know? And so my sister was like, I don't think it's fair that we don't get to be there. We got into a huge fight. Penny could tell the story.
Excuse my face, but that is such an intimate moment for the
so
two
mad.
People getting married.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So mad, and I was like, I don't care. We got into a big fight about it. And then, in the end, we ended up doing our first look outside, and everybody was able to see us from the intercontinental.
Oh,
they could see us out. They watched from the window.
They watched from the window regardless.
I was like, you were fine, okay? So that was this is the dumb stuff I'm talking about at weddings.
Every time.
So stupid.
Without fail.
I can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.